You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Today we are praying. It's Glorious Friday, and our prayer today is centered on the meaning and importance of trust in the Lord for His divine glory. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse 11. Our trust in the Lord is the door to experiencing God's manifest glory in life and ministry. Those who trust Him shine, reflecting His presence in every season. Please note that Abraham believed in the Lord and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And here you see in Psalm 84 verse 11 that no good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk uprightly. Uprightly walking in righteousness, and that starts from believing in the Lord. Abraham believed in the Lord. He believed the promises that the Lord had given unto him, and that was accounted unto him for righteousness. And we also see in Hebrews 11 verse 6, they that come to God must first know that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So you cannot walk uprightly without trusting the Lord, without believing in Him, without exercising faith concerning His promises. Trust is not an option. Placing our trust in the Lord is mandatory for Him also doing His promise or executing His promises in our lives. I know there have been times that we doubt, and God, by His love and His grace, He goes beyond that and even does so many things in our lives. But the Lord's delight is for us to trust in Him. To trust in Him so that we can experience the manifest glory of the Lord in our lives as much as we ought to. We have to live above the basics, where even in doubt, His grace being sufficient for us, we have to exercise faith. We have to put our trust in the Lord so that we can experience more of His glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly, from them who trust in Him. Today, our first prayer is from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And we are praying that, Father in heaven, reveal Your glory as I trust and worship You. You see the commandments there, arise and what? Shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Until we arise, until we play our part, until we take the steps of faith. Yesterday we learned a lot, where even something that they have nothing, and yet whatever level you find yourself to be in, there's something you can do to be a blessing to others. So we ought to arise. In your prayer life, you must arise. In your word study, you must arise. in being a blessing to others, you must arise. In walking in righteousness, holiness, you must arise. You must arise in every sphere of your life as a believer, so that the glory of the Lord, which He's already made available, it will shine. It will shine through your life. In your service, you must arise. And we are praying this prayer, trusting that as we pray this prayer, because the flesh can set us back, but when we pray, the Holy Spirit empowers us to even go beyond the limitations of the flesh and to engage in the Spirit and to do as He pleases. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray that, Father in heaven, reveal your glory as I trust and as I worship you. The whole duty of a man is to worship the Lord. As I worship you with my life, as I trust you, not holding back, Lord, but Lord, living a life of worship unto you. Reveal your glory, reveal your glory, reveal your glory, reveal your glory, reveal your glory throughout my life in the name of Jesus. Maya do 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 Rabbaya, Tabada, Bayan, Dede, Bedebe, Jebedebe, Abada, Bayan, Dede, Ben, Ayan, Dede, Bedebe, Kabada, Mayan, Dodo, Dodo, Bedebe, and Dede, Ben. On the same topic, pray that, Lord, help me to arise, help me to arise, help me to arise. In the name of Jesus, help me to arise and even walk in trusting in you. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, even to move out of doubt, Lord, and to walk, Lord, fully trusting in you. In the name of Jesus, to arise out of any doubt, Lord, and to rather, Lord, to trust in you. Make a bedebe a babu zebedebe ande rababaya, to shake off doubt, to shake off any doubt in the name of Jesus, to walk, Lord, trusting in you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, reveal your glory in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer. Father in heaven, let my worship bring enduring glory to your name. We find in Psalm 104, verse 31, let the glory of the Lord endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let my worship, and when we talk about my worship, the whole duty of a man is to worship the Lord in scripture, and it tells us that our lives in totality are worship unto the Lord. We worship the Lord. It's different from singing songs of worship. This is dedicating our lives in entirety as worship unto God, living to please the Lord. And so, Father in heaven, let my life, let my worship bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Let my worship bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our last prayer, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Even as the Spirit of the Lord. We are praying that Father in heaven, transform me as I trust and behold your glory. Transform me as I trust and behold your glory. As I look into your manifested glory in your word, Lord, transform me, transform me, transform me. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is the desire of our Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, to establish his kingdom on the earth. To see man, whom he created in his own image, also being in his likeness, behaving as him, being his kingdom on the earth. Man was supposed to inhabit the earth, representing God on the earth, but man fell through disobedience. So to restore your life back to the maker of heaven and earth, it can only be done through Christ Jesus. No one else, nobody else. No slaying of a goat or a cow can justify you. Any man justified on the earth is through Christ Jesus. And so I want you to please say this short prayer after me, through which the Lord Jesus will impute his righteousness on you, by which you can be restored back to our Father in heaven, and by which you can have access to eternal life. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. I come before you a sinner unable to save myself. Without you, I can do nothing. I plead with you that, Lord, by your mercies, make me yours from this day and forevermore. You are my king. I am your servant. I believe that you died, you were buried, and on the third day you rose again, all for my sake, to save me from sin and death. I praise you, my King. Fill me with your spirit, please, so that from today I can be empowered to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. I am.
Service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. You're welcome to the family of Christ. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.